Hello and welcome to Traffic Talks. My name is Pyro and I talk about what's going on in my life, usually with a lesson I've learned, some tips and tricks you can follow that helped me, and a lot of laughs in each episode. If this sounds like something you would enjoy hearing, feel free to follow the podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and to see what I'm up to, you can check out my Instagram page linked below. Bye!
Quite a lot of wires I'm working with. Please excuse me. Anyway, hello and welcome back. I know the intro usually announces who I am, but hi. I hope you are doing well. I'm just getting myself together. Give me 1 second. I didn't want to actually make this episode too long, but here we are. We'll see how it goes. Anyway, welcome back to the podcast. As you can see, today's topic is about being a late bloomer because a lot of things have come to light recently and I'm going to talk about it today. So, I literally wrote down in my notes for this episode that I am worried about getting this episode out on time. And as per usual, I am right. Good Lord, I hope I get this out on time. I am literally recording this yesterday, as in Monday, the 22nd of August, in the early hours of the evening. It's about 6:15 in the evening. It's gonna take me a while to record, then I need to edit and upload. It's a thing. Moving on to get to the actual beginning of this episode. A lot of things have happened recently. My sister had a birthday on Friday. My cousin and his wife had a baptism for their son on Saturday. And we went out for my sister's birthday lunch with another sister of mine whose daughter and son both have birthdays in this month. One that is actually on the same date as my sister. So my sister and my niece had a birthday on the same day. So there's a lot of things happening. And this came to light in terms of being a late bloomer thanks to a Headspace episode on the Radio Headspace Spotify channel, and I think it happened a week or two ago when they had a guest speaker on for the week, and he spoke about being a late bloomer, and I was just like, how does it fit in so perfectly with what I'm speaking about? Because it does. And I do not tend to compare myself to others. I instead choose to focus on myself and what I feel I need to do versus comparing myself and feeling inadequate and being like, oh, I should be there. And that is something that I think a lot of us do. But when weekends like this happen where there are external factors at play, it tends to throw one off. Like for me, I was with a whole bunch of family, and obviously it was a small event because it's a baby, they're very strict on protocol and stuff. No one really held the baby except the grandmother, the parents, and the godparents because it was a baptism. Furthermore, like, no, you could talk to the baby, you don't get to hold the baby. And seeing all those things and talking to other family members can be a bit daunting because it's always like, oh, how are you doing? What are you doing now? Are you dating someone? Where are you working? Did you move out yet? Did you buy yourself a car? Those kinds of things. Sorry, I'm still a bit sick, so my voice is not great, but it's getting there. It's comments like these that really mess up one's brain because as much as you try not to compare, you do. And the thing is, especially in families like mine where there's a big age gap, it can be annoying. For example, my sister turned 19. She's barely done being 18. She has her whole future and life ahead of her. And I'm turning 30 in 6 months. Like, that is insane. And the thing is, she has all these things that she can still do. And yes, I'm only turning 30. It's not the end of the world. But for a lot of family members, they like, you're 30. You're not dating someone. You still live at home. You know, X, Y, and Z. And to be compared for things you actively working against, or rather working on silently, it is annoying because I am single, I don't love my career right now, and I don't have an apartment or home, let alone a car I can claim that I own. Yet I have family members who have traveled overseas, I have family members who own an apartment, a house, maybe more than one car, and have done all these things and I've never even left my continent. I remember being excited about flying for the first time because I went out of the way to buy the ticket. And that kind of reminded me back then, if you want something, you gotta work for it. No one's gonna just give you a golden ticket and you can fly. You know, you have to save up, you have to earn that money. You have to do it on your own. So these aren't complaints. These are literal facts. And some of them I actively encourage. I am single and it's because I choose to be, because I'm still working on myself. And I am not in any way, shape or form ready for a relationship, never mind children. I don't feel I am ready to give enough of myself to another person to be in a relationship. So when people or family or friends even ask me, because a friend asked me when I visited her the other week, she was like, aren't you dating someone? And I'm like, I am not there. And she's married, she's been dating her husband for about 8 years. Can you just relax? Because I feel I'm not ready. I'm working to save for a house. I'm working on getting a car. And these things are happening in the background. Just because you don't see me doing it, or I'm not updating you on, oh, just put some money in savings for the house. Just because I'm not actively telling you things, don't assume I'm not doing something. Don't make assumptions. I hate it when people make assumptions. And those are the things that they do. They assume because you're not bringing someone to events, you aren't dating. They think because you're still driving your family car, you aren't working on one, or maybe you don't even have one of your own. I very well could have. It's just dumb for me to drive a car to an event and my mom to drive a car to an event. You know, that's what I'm saying. For me to be compared to a lot of other family members is annoying. It's something I do try and block out, but it still does happen. And this brings me to my point of being a late bloomer. Some things you do later in life and you are better off for it. A lot of life lessons people learn early on, they didn't need to, and it impacts their entire future. I know of people who had children in high school, and I shudder to think of every instance that their life was impacted by such a thing. I mean, just thinking of sleep alone, I'm horrified, because I love my sleep. I lost my mind trying to raise a puppy for like 3 months. I didn't get sleep and I was miserable. I mean, I can't imagine that for like 15 years. I cannot. And that's just sleep. What you eat, because when you're pregnant, you can't have certain foods, you can't drink certain things. Coffee, good Lord, I would murder someone. So coffee is a whole other thing. And that's just two small things. What happens going forward? There are so many factors around having a child. What about other things that you do? Some people end up in accidents. Some people die. Like literally, it's a thing. So not doing certain things at a young age to reap the benefit at an older age is an amazing benefit I am lucky to have, because I do feel I am a bit of a late bloomer in certain things, especially because I went to school early. And that does impact you a lot as a person, especially emotionally, because you have to be more mature, but you are physically lacking. I was always smaller, I was always shorter, I still am, but you are physically younger, but you need to be emotionally and mentally older. And that does tend to catch up with you, especially I'm seeing later in life, there are a lot of things that are coming around again emotionally for me. And that is hard, especially because my mental health hasn't been great the last 6 months and I'm working on it, but it's still hard. And being someone who doesn't have a lot of stresses that other people have, I can actually work on them more to propel myself forward for the next section of my life. And I'm excited for it, because most of my generation, I think, tends to be late bloomers, especially because of how we grew up. With our parents' generation, you were married by 22, had a child by 23, and had a house and a dog by 24. And by 25, your second child came into the world. So like, I can't imagine being 25 with two kids in a house. I cannot. And now that I'm nearly 30, I'm just like, ugh, that's a lot. So I'm still figuring things out. I'm still trying to make things work. And the fact that people think late bloomers are bad, or think negatively about being a late bloomer. I think I'm firmly against that idea because honestly, what's wrong with taking a bit more time in life? I think social media tends to make us compare ourselves a lot, and the beauty of it is you don't have to, because in today's world we have a lot of positive movements, and one thing is doing things in your own time. You don't have to have things figured out by 25. You don't have to have kids in a house and a dog by 25. You don't have to know what you're doing by 30. As long as you keep trying and you keep moving, you should be fine. I think I'm going to end it there. I hope I've come full circle, and I hope this episode isn't too long. To all the late bloomers out there, you got this. Don't rush it. Take its time, because 10 years from now you're gonna look back and be like, damn it, I wish I had taken a bit more time. So enjoy it. The song of this week is Lost by Frank Ocean, because I think that is such a poetic song for the week. It's just got such a chill vibe, and the lyric that says lost in the heat of it all just sums up perfectly what this episode is. Go with the flow. Don't rush it. Take your time. Get lost in the journey and enjoy it when you arrive at the destination. That is it from me. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I thought I was going to be more anxious and frantic, and I'm not. So I'm glad about that. I am done. I am going to edit like I haven't edited ever in my life, and hopefully get this episode up in time. So yeah, that's it for me. Keep being a better being, and I'll see you in the next episode. Love you. Bye.